Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the broad kitab on visiting the sick, meeting the sick, the du'as that should be made at the time when visiting a sick person, etc. So today we start a new chapter. Babu istihbabi su'ali ahli al-mariidi an halihi. The chapter on the desirability of asking a family member of a sick person about the sick person's condition. So sometimes it may happen that a person doesn't get access to the sick person. For whatever reason, we might think of an example that a sick person may be in intensive care and they're only allowing two people at a time. Or sometimes they're only allowing family members. Person is not well, he's not in a position to take visitors. Or sometimes he may be in a far distant place and we don't have access to him, we can't visit him. He may be in another country, in another place. Or for whatever reason, a person doesn't get to meet the sick person that often. And not that he should be disturbing a sick person by going too often. But what Shariat has done has also made asking a family member of the sick person, asking the family member about the sick person, about the condition of the sick person, also something that is virtuous. So a person shouldn't feel that I don't have access to the sick person, therefore I'm losing out on the virtue of visiting a sick person or finding out of a sick person. Shariat has also given emphasis on asking the family member of a sick person, how is the sick person? There's another benefit of this also, is that when a person has got, family members have got a person in their family that are sick, it affects everyone in that family. Somebody is not well, for example, my father is not well, it will affect me, it will affect my other family members. Why? Because someone in our family is not well. By asking the person about his family member, what it does, it creates a bit of concern. So now this person feels nice that he's asking me about my family member. So it helps him also with his ease. Look at the wisdom in this. If that person now is being asked about a family member, he also is feeling nice. If this person is showing concern for my family, he also feels a sense of warmth and a sense of love. It helps him also to ease his type of grief, his type of worry, but this person showing concern. And at the same time, he's also getting the reward of finding out about a sick person. So this is the beauty of this chapter, the desirability, the preferability. Something being mustahab, what? Asking a family person of a sick person about the condition of the sick person. So what is one hadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought under this chapter? An Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma anna Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu kharaja min indi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi waja'ihi alladhi tuwfiya fihi faqala an-nas ya Aba al-Hasan kayfa asbaha Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam qala asbaha bihamdillahi Bari'an rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates that Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu emerged after visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah bin Abbas is one cousin. He's narrating the incident of his cousin. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu went to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After he came out from visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, people were naturally concerned. They were worried. What is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This was his final illness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we know from that Thursday till the Monday that he had passed away, he had fallen very ill. So this was during that final illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu went to visit. Who is the narrator of the hadith? One cousin, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he is narrating that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu went to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his final illness. So the people asked him, "Oh, Abu al-Hasan," this was the kunya, this was the name given to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. His eldest son was Hasan radiallahu anhu, so he was known as Abu al-Hasan. So they addressed him and they said, "Oh, Abu al-Hasan, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam this morning? How is Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam feeling this morning?" So he replied, "All praise be to Allah Ta'ala, he appears to be better this morning." All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he appears to be better this morning. This is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. One of the things is when a person asks the condition of a ill person, it is preferable to answer with such words that actually give a good omen about the sick person. In other words, when we go to see some sick person and someone is asking us, we should say such words that would actually act to serve as a dua. Good omen is like a dua for the sick person. So look at the answer that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu gave. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Asbaha bihamdillahi bari'an." He said he Allah Ta'ala, all praise be to Allah Ta'ala, He appears to be much better this morning. To Allah Ta'ala, the barakat and the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appears to be better. So this person that is giving the message also should give such a message that gives hope to the people that are listening. This is his condition. Then he doesn't have to speak a lie. It's not about speaking a lie, but in give the message in such a way that it also forms part of the dua, that inshallah he'll be much better. Don't have to give people that are finding out worried. They don't have to break their spirits. Especially when giving old people message and news about someone, you have to be very careful. This is something that is very common. You'll find a person that is sick already. He's old, he's sickly, he's got his own issues, sugar, pressure, he's got cholesterol, he's got heart issues. And then somebody comes to visit, he says, you heard about that person. He's so serious. He met up with a bad accident. His son is like this, and that person is like that. Now what we're doing is we're actually creating more hurt, more difficulty for the person that's already sick. And whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's style is, anybody who's sick, create hope, create goodness, create happiness. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu came after visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's creating hope in the people. That he seems through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much better this morning. So there, that's how we should be giving messages. Together with giving a message, we should also give hope. Don't leave people in a hopeless situation. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.